a person had his had to have his appendix taken out, you'd say, well, he might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you say he had to
throw up.
Had what?
He had to throw up.
All right. Is that a joking term, or is that what you would usually use?
No, I threw up.
Threw up.
Mm-hmm.
Just a regular word. All right. So another way of saying it, he had to.
It sounds worse than throw up. Regurgitate.
Okay. What about somebody? Something might strike you as really crude. He was just leaning over the fence, having to.
I don't know.
Puke?
Yeah.
Say that for me?
Puke.
That would be a pretty crude term.
Yeah.
Okay. What about just vomit? He had to go vomit.
Yeah.
Well, how would that, neutral word, joking, derogatory?
No. It's just like throw up. That's what it is.
A neutral term?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to say it for me?
Vomit.
All right. What about a person who's like that? You say he's sick where?
He's sick to his stomach.
Okay. And, all right, say if a boy keeps going over to see the same girl pretty regularly, and the neighbors figure he's getting serious about her, you'd say he's doing what? He's
dating her.
All right. Have heard any other terms that would mean about the same?
Older people, courting.
Courting, yeah, okay. And what about if, you would say that he is her?
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she would be his
girlfriend.
All right. And if he came home one night with lipstick all over his collar, little brother caught him coming in, he said, aha, you've been
messing around.
Anything else that would cover that?
You've been getting some sugar.
All right. Okay. Say if she, if he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
She turned him down.
Okay. Anything else that would cover that?
No, not really.
What would jilted mean?
When I think of jilted, I think of somebody was, they said something to surprise them, it jilted them.
Oh, okay. Say, if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
All right.
Hitched,
okay. And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, he's the
best man.
Yeah. What about the girl or woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. What if she's married? Would it be matron of honor? Or do you distinguish between?
I don't know.
Okay. In this part of the country, have you ever heard of something that went on after the wedding, if a couple's not going on a honeymoon, just had a crowd of people following back, and it might get a little out of hand, they get a little bit rowdy and noisy, like even shooting off guns, that kind of thing?
I've never heard it called anything.
Mm-hmm. Chivalry? Serenade?
Never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, say if there was a party going on somewhere and it got a little bit out of hand, the neighbors called the cops. The cops came over, they didn't arrest just one person, they arrested the
whole bunch.
All right. And if you're having a party, maybe you got a band, some live music, you'd say that you were having a, when you get out, move around on the floor, you're having a
dance?
Yeah. What about names for different dances that you know about?